All right. Good morning, kit season. This is kind of a an odd situation. I had a last minute interview with Mr. Mike Vest of Lionsbridge FC, and this is it is a cool opportunity. You want to say hi and introduce yourself and
Thank you for inviting me, and appreciate the chance to come on and talk a little bit about Lionsbridge Football Club. We are in USL League Two, and we are based on the Virginia Peninsula, and we play our games at Christopher Newport University in Newport News, Virginia. And we're heading into our seventh season in 2024, which is hard to believe.
That's honestly, it's super impressive to get past 5 years of any type of
And a pandemic, and a
yeah,
pandemic.
exactly. Got through the pandemic and able to survive in the football landscape that is the USA. So that's amazing. First of all, the big thing that I wanted to talk about, obviously with kid season, is the jersey that you just released. Actually, I guess it was more like Christmas time, right? Early November or something like
It's a lengthy process for us,
Yeah.
to be honest with you. And it seems like no sooner does the whistle blow on one season do we start in on the kits for the next. It's definitely the thing that I think our fans really, really look forward to, and we have them participate in the process very early on. It's funny because I know a lot of clubs do a reveal, or they might do a party or a get together or something like that, but it's always like a jersey drop or an unveiling. And for us, it's a little bit different because our fans are really involved in the design process.
Yes, tell me more about that.
We
That's what I want to know about.
yeah, we don't have any surprises. So basically, and I have to start off, I have to give credit where credit's due before we get into any of this. This is not an original idea that we came up with at Lionsbridge. When we were launching back in 2018, we talked to a lot of teams that we admired around the country, and one of them was Asheville City. And I spoke at length with Ryan Kelly back then because we saw that they were doing season ticket jerseys, and I thought that was cool. And the length of our season makes that, well suited to do something like this. And so he had kind of walked me through the pluses and minuses of doing that, and the pitfalls to avoid. And then we've evolved it over time, and I think they still do it too. And I don't know why more clubs don't do it this way, especially at our level. But basically, what we do is we have been working with Araya, the Italian manufacturer of jerseys, for the last, gosh, since 2020. They are willing to do custom design kits for us, which is pretty amazing for a club in USL League Two at this level to have somebody who's willing to go to those lengths. We had worked with some other groups that weren't willing to do that, and it was a big deal for us to be able to do that for all the reasons that certainly your listeners will know and appreciate. We had a designer that was willing to do that, a manufacturer that was willing to do that. And so what we do is we give Araya some creative direction, but really let them do what they do best, which is, take ideas and put them into practice. And so they'll come back and they'll give us about eight different options for us to choose from. And then we pick out the ones that we like the best internally on our staff. We'll normally do a top three or top four. We can say we'd be willing to live with any of these.
If you need
And
a
then
second
what we,
opinion, you can
well, I, it's funny
this
because not
guy.
only do we get second opinions, we get hundreds of opinions eventually, because then what we do is we push it out to all of our fans. And we basically, the marketing term would be crowdsource. The reality is it's a vote. We let our fans vote on which one they want to wear, because it's not which one we're going to put in the shop, because it's a season ticket jersey. They're wearing it. Like, they're going to be wearing it as their ticket. So when our fans come to the game, they're not pulling a ticket. They're not necessarily having to show a a PDF or a ticket or a barcode on their phone, although
Right.
obviously we do that for single game tickets. But our season ticket holders don't have to carry any tickets at
They just
all.
show up and they're
This is it.
like,
And so, we're wearing the home blue jersey, and this is what it is. And all, our security folks obviously know what it looks like. And
yep.
so they wave them through, so they don't have to go to the ticket office. They don't have to wait in line to buy a ticket. They don't have to go on a website to buy a ticket. They're wearing their ticket to the game. And so they roll right through the door. But the social media vote is done really early. We have our designs done, at least our preliminary option designs finished as early as August. We do our vote in September on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok now, wherever we have people that are
LinkedIn,
following us. Linked, actually, yes, LinkedIn.
MySpace.
Friendster, all of it. And so wherever you can follow at Lions Bridge FC, you can vote. And so we put the images of the three or four favorites that we like up there, and it's one, two, three, or four. And all you have to do to vote is comment or reply or whatever the right terminology is on the platform. And so and then we of course we want to encourage our fans to help get the word out. So we always invite them to tag friends in their reply. So let's say they like jersey number one, they can type in number one, but they can tag three friends. And if they vote and tag three friends, they're entered to win a free one.
That's
And
awesome.
so what it means is we end up getting hundreds and hundreds of votes in September, and then we manually count them up because there's no good way, as far as I know, to do this to tally it otherwise.
Unless you just want to do one social media platform, otherwise.
Yeah, and I don't like it because we have so many, our audiences are so different on the
Right.
different platforms that we want to just, give everyone a chance to do it. And sometimes people will vote twice, but we're not, it's what that's fine. I don't care.
Right.
I mean, if you're twice as patch, if you're willing to put in the time to vote twice, this is not an American democracy. It's fine. So we're willing to let that slide. So we count them all up. And we know what the winner is, and what you really hope for. And we've been fortunate to have this for this year because the design was a runaway winner. Like this year's design is, I don't remember the percentages now, but I want to say I had like 75% of the vote. I think we had, and I think we had four options. So I mean, it was definitely a runaway hit. And so, so we basically tell Array, hey, this one was the winner, and they immediately launch into production because. We want to have those jerseys available and ready for people to be able to have them for the holidays. So we have by the time we get to Christmas, we've got hundreds of season ticket jerseys sold, and people have them underneath the tree. And it's awesome, and it's just something that works out really well for everybody. Obviously, our front of jersey sponsor, Food Lion, which is a for your listeners that aren't maybe in the Southeast, that's a regional grocery store chain. And so certainly Food Lion loves it. You got hundreds of people, walking around wearing a Lionsbridge Food Lion jersey, and their colors, their logo, and their name all really fit with us.
I was to
Um,
say, yeah,
not,
lion,
not,
lion.
not, not a coincidence. So yeah, just, it's a fantastic scenario for everybody. And it just lends itself to fans, I think, feeling more connected to the club than they would if they just, bought a series of PDF documents or a booklet of tickets. If people still do that, I don't know if they do. But however you're collecting your season tickets, certainly the jersey adds an extra layer of connectivity to our fans, not just because they bought it and they're wearing it, but they help decide what it will be.
Yeah, and I would agree with that 1,000% because I know, I'm from Louisville, Kentucky originally, and
Yeah.
so I still rock my Louisville stuff all the time.
Course. Of
But
course.
I was a season ticket holder for the first 3 years, but then so I would buy the season tickets. I had a booklet. I'd get the booklets
Yep.
every year, and I think it came with like a scarf too, which was cool.
Sure. Yeah.
And then, but then I would have to go out and buy the $90 jersey and stuff
Yeah.
like that every single season too, because I'm a kit collector. It's
Sure.
it's in my
Yeah, exactly.
DNA.
Yeah, and I think, you know, and it's interesting. I think, you know, from a strategy standpoint for us, I think it probably means we don't do as well with merch as we otherwise could because people are automatically wearing the one jersey they have to wear to the games.
Fair.
But we're willing to take a minus in that category for the upside of knowing that people are that much more committed to it and knowing that they're becoming season ticket holders and the emotional investment that comes not, you know, an investment not from just an emotional standpoint, a financial standpoint, it's just all together, you know, and knowing that they're really with us. And, you know, we're interested in creating more fans. And I think this helps us do that.
Yeah, I mean, it caught my attention real quick. So
Yeah.
if I was a little closer, I'd be
Yeah.
hanging out. I'm in
Yeah,
Missouri now, so that's a bit of a drive.
it would be a hike for sure.
That's a commitment.
But yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it and it's and then yeah, I think the other thing too is it's, you know, it is a good value though because, you know, we're going to play 11 home games this year.
Yeah.
And if you were to buy single game tickets for all of them versus buying the jersey, you're effectively getting the jersey for free,
Yeah.
is kind of what it comes back down to. So,
If
and I
I'm
just think it,
wrong, it was 120, right?
yeah, so
Something
we,
like that.
it'll, the price will increase as we get closer to the season. So it's as inexpensive as it can be, in the calendar year prior, because obviously in USL League Two, our season runs basically May through August.
Right.
So, if everything's going well. And then
The
and
pandemic.
so yeah, exactly. Yeah. And if you're, you know, advancing through the playoffs, August is great. So we have so the prices will be as low as they possibly can be basically August when they're in a pre-sale through December 31st. And then they'll have a couple price increases along the way. But like at the moment, 139 for an adult and 94 for youth. And that's going to get you into all 11 games. We include playoff games, all of
Okay,
them.
there we go.
So if you don't have to buy a separate ticket for that if you're a season ticket jersey holder wearer. I'm still struggling with the terminology there. You're not holding the jersey.
Right.
You're wearing it. So I guess you're a season ticket jersey wearer, but
Perfect.
possessor. So anyway, I think it is. It's a great value. And like I think, you know, last year we ended up playing four home playoff games. So, you know, worked out to less than $10 per game once you had your season ticket jersey. It's pretty
And
great.
the jersey, yeah.
And a jersey. Yeah, exactly. So it's pretty spectacular.
This is saying y'all made it to the championships, right? Was
We
it
did.
conference?
We did. We did. We made it all the way to the USL League Two final last year. It was an
Right.
unbelievable run, heartbreaking finish, but left us with a lot of motivation to come back in 2024 and try to take it one step further.
There you go. Well, I mean, that's kind of all I wanted to speak about. I thought it's just, I think it's a cool
No, that's
program.
awesome.
I think it's amazing. And again, it's an amazing design. So,
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I got to give credit to Araya and then our fans for picking a good one.
yeah. All right, kid season. So you heard it. So come August, get ready for, time to vote.
That's
And
right.
we'll be retweeting. So we'll be sharing out to help get some more votes in there.
Rock the vote, 2025,
Yeah.
Kingsbridge jerseys.
Well, I appreciate you, Mike, for coming out. And if we're always here if you ever have anything that you want to announce, shoot us a message and we
That's
got you.
awesome.
All right.
Sounds good. Thanks, Philip. Really appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, take care.
All right, bye.